This is Social Media Simplified, the podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
So, this past week, I was in New York for work, and it was cool because I got to go out there. I have an uncle, an aunt, and three cousins who live there too in New York, so I don't get to see them often. Anyways, while I was there, I got to hang out with my younger cousin, and he's 21, so he's in his sophomore year, junior year of college, and so he's in that phase where he's starting to think about, like, you know, internships or getting that next job after he graduates and stuff. And one thing he was asking me, I just started my new job as well, was, you know, like, how do you get started? What do you do in those first couple of days? Like, what's your mindset? Are you nervous? Are you scared of, like, you know, not being able to do what they're going to ask you to do? Stuff like that. And I find, like, that's a challenge that, you know, it was a good question. And it's definitely something that I think about. It's something that I've had a lot of conversations about. You know, how do you kind of, like, get started when you're getting into a new job? Especially for those of us who have, like, had careers for a little bit of time. And it's, you know, you've gone through having promotions or changing roles a few times. And it's like, how do you hit the ground running when you get into these new jobs? So I think that's a challenge that a lot of us face. And I think it goes the same for even when you're starting, when you have a business, let's say, and you're going to try to find your first client. You know, how do you position yourself as an expert, right? Your credibility, how do you get started with those relationships? Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
For sure, yeah. So I'm actually considering making that transition, right, from owning a business to being employed. And that's definitely gone through my mind. I mean, I've definitely applied for jobs so far. I've had interviews, and I think about that. You know, if they do hire me on, what's those first 3 months going to look like as far as the training, you know, getting used to your environment and being able to work with your new coworkers, collaborate with them and adhering to deadlines and lots of different things that you would think about, especially with a new job, because there's always going to be a learning curve involved. So that brings us to our episode today. So I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
I'm Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur.
And you guys are the Social Media Scholars. Welcome to Social Media Simplified. So today we're going to be talking about how to crush it with your new job in the first 90 days. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
So I've also had, in my background, in engineering, very technical background. And after college, I graduated in 2010. After college, I joined a company and worked there for 8 years, right? Within those 8 years, I had 7 different positions. So I moved around, you know, I climbed ladders, I moved laterally. But the point is I changed roles a lot. And so I found myself, you know, getting really good at the job that I'm doing. And then when I change roles, it's like I'm starting from zero almost. And I didn't like that feeling. It made me feel insecure. It made me feel like maybe incompetent or I'm not good enough. Just because, you know, and even though you know that it's the first, you know, time you're in this role or something like that, you still want to hit the ground running. You've been so successful. You're coming off a high. You know, you mastered the last role. Now you're in this new one. And now you're kind of starting at zero. And I think that's a challenge that many of us face or will face if you're not there yet. And so I think it's very important to really maximize the that experience and leverage that experience, that opportunity to be the newbie. So I guess all this to say, you know, after you'd go through it a few times, like I said, for 8 years, I did it, you know, 7 times. And the 8th time was actually transitioning companies altogether. Mm. There are a few things that I've learned that you can do to maximize and really crush those first 90 days in any new role.
Right on, man. It sounds like you really have transitioned a lot. It's a little different than my experience, but hearing you talk about, especially your new role at LinkedIn, you were telling me some good stories today about some of the team building exercises they're having. You're going to events with your team members, getting together and trying to collaborate in you know, a few different ways. But you told me a pretty good story today about this this 2-minute presentation.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I was in New York for training. Mm. And while I was there, there was probably about 20 of us that all were going there, and it was for training. It was for onboarding, right? We've all been working for a couple months now, and so we went for onboarding training, right? Kind of like orientation. So we get there, and rooms are set up really nicely. I like how they had it. Basically, there's maybe 4 people to a table. There's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 tables or something like that, and we're all sitting together. And we would have presenters come in and out and, you know, teach us about the business and about our roles and that sort of stuff. But at the same time, it was a very interactive training course, because after each presenter sort of finished presenting to us, they would have an exercise for us to demonstrate and practice what we just learned, right? And a lot of those exercises were either group activities or sort of like stand-up 30-minute elevator pitch kind of, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30-minute elevator. Right. It's a long elevator. It's a long elevator, right?
Like, where are we going? But yeah, so 30-second elevator pitches. And I've gone through this sort of format of training multiple times, this onboarding process. This isn't the only time that I've done that. And one thing that I've noticed about myself is that when training starts and, you know, somebody's asked to volunteer, does anyone have a, you know, wants to volunteer to go first to do their, you know, spiel or whatever, that's a pretty intense moment. I'm not usually the first person to raise my hand.
I think most of us aren't.
Yeah,
when you hear that, you get that feeling in your stomach, right?
Yeah.
It just sinks, you like butterflies immediately. You're like, oh man, what?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but eventually, you know, I do participate, right? And sometimes everyone has to. Sometimes, you know, only if you get people get to participate. But one thing that I noticed is that during those training sessions, when you're first being onboarded for a job and you have those opportunities to work in groups or to, you know, do a little spiel or something like that, those are opportunities to really start to build your foundation and your confidence, right? Remember, you're coming into this role off a mastery level peak, a high. You're starting this new thing and you don't know what's going on. So building your confidence is not going to come from your merit just yet. You have to learn the job. But what it can come from is from things like that, more like mental boosters, building your confidence socially, building relationships. So building yourself, having a solid foundation, especially in those first 90 days, is critical. Because what that does is not only it gives yourself some confidence that, yeah, I just did that. I spoke in front of these people. I'm a little bit less scared next time, or I'm a little bit more apt to ask another question now that I've asked one. But it also showcases yourself to your audience, right? Your peers, your colleagues, the presenters. A lot of times in those first few weeks of onboarding, you get to meet high-level people. So positioning yourself, being known, right, is a very important thing. Establishing your presence. Hey, guys, I'm here, right? Mm. That's a very important thing to consider.
Right. That's what it sounds like. I mean, you get in there and, yeah, I mean, people really don't know who you are yet. You might have talked to a few of your team members, maybe some of your managers, definitely have had conversations with you, but how can you really stand out? Right? How can you really stand out in these types of training environments, for sure? And it's like, you come in there and they ask, you know, it's like, we're going to go and do a 2-minute presentation, right, for everyone in here. What if you were the first one that raised your hand? It's like, I'm going to go and do this first. I know I'm scared. I'm nervous right now, but it's, what do they say in a lot of sports? They say, it's like basically being an example to your teammate, right? You lead by example, I believe is the way they say it. And it's true. It's like you don't have to say much to anyone. Go and show people, right? Stand up and be like, I'm going to be the first one here. It's like, I'm going to go and tell my story and show everyone who I am and what I can contribute to the team.
Yeah. What it also does is it allows you to also demonstrate your personality, right? Because you're in a room with 20 other people and nobody knows, you know, anybody, right? You don't know the person sitting next to you. And we're all people. So, you know, as you're looking around the room and people, obviously you're formulating opinions about what you think that person may be like, maybe what their background is. You know, you're just kind of like scanning the room, people watching and, you know, formulating opinions, right?
Yeah.
But these are the moments when you have the opportunity to stand up and speak and demonstrate your personality. That also is a way of getting people to know who you are and to know you, right, as an individual, whether you're talking about it from a personal perspective or maybe an experience, right? Mm-hmm. Career perspective. But it allows people to see, to get a feel for who you are. You become more approachable, more compelling, and people just want to maybe, you know, have a conversation about something that you said when you take these opportunities to speak out. So that's a very, very important thing. Now, you mentioned going first. I have a really good buddy. His name is Kevin. We both started together, and he's been a part of my onboarding training courses, so we've sat together a lot. And he always goes first.
Really?
Right? And it's cool because, you know, we always ask about that and joke, and, you know, he's our designated starter. If any question comes, it's, all right, Kevin, go first. And so for him, it's great because when you think about it, when you go first, you set the bar. There is no bar. There is no competition. There is no, like, comparing yourself to anybody or anything. You really can just get to set the stage however way you want to, mm-hmm. right? You're not following up an act or anything like that.
Right, right.
So going first also has its advantages and is definitely a confidence booster. The fact that, you know, you're called upon and you're ready to jump to the opportunity.
Yeah.
That's also a great thing to do.
Yeah, and like showcasing your personality is what I'm hearing for sure here. And you mentioned something earlier, we were talking, and you were saying, yeah, because you do become memorable. Outside of that, maybe they did notice that you went first. They liked your story. They were compelled by your story. You were able to show your personality very well, and maybe your manager remembers that. So later on down the road, you know, you might have a team of 30, 40 people, but they remember you because mm-hmm. you were able to showcase that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another thing to focus on in the first 90 days, again, I'm going to steer a little bit away from like the merit and the day-to-day, you know, tasks. Yes, you need to be able to crush your job, sure, but also is building relationships and getting to know people. That's important. You know, down the road, especially if you've been in a job for a while, we always talk about having a network so that you can transition careers, look for that next opportunity. Right, network so you can like uncover opportunities and things like that. But the thing is, sometimes we wait a little bit too late, right? We don't network as much until it's almost time to start networking. Then you start networking. Mm-hmm. But the first 90 days is a great time to start like really getting a lay of the land, right? Understanding who's in charge of what, whose role is what, where do I fit in that process? You're going to have to work with different people. So getting a feel for personality, asking them, you know, where they're from, what their background's in, where they went to school. If you can go as far as, you know, learning about them personally and like their family and stuff, great, you know, awesome. But these are times when you genuinely have the opportunity to get to know people. You're brand new. You don't know anyone. You need to know who is sitting next to you, right? Yeah. So also that's something that I think you should definitely be focusing on in the first 90 days. Absolutely.
Yeah, you mentioned also something earlier, right, that really resonated with me. It's, you are new, right? You said you have to build relationships, and even if you're an introvert, do your best, right, to kind of just to form relationships. I know it's not always easy to be the first one to make that contact, but if you're in this new environment, people don't know who you are. People don't know who really anyone is, these types of, unless you just made friends quickly, but being able to form those relationships fast clearly is integral to just your job environment.
Absolutely. And going along with that, it's you also, in a sense, need to establish your credibility. Why are you here? You know, what do you bring? What do you have to offer? What makes you unique? Why were you hired, right? The interviewers know why you were hired, right? Mm-hmm. Because they interviewed you, but no one else does, right? How do you compare yourself? How do you benchmark against, you know, anybody if you don't know anyone? So going back to those training sessions, right, and group activities, we talked about standing up and presenting, but when it comes to group activities, collaborations, it's important to be an active participant. And when I say active, I'm not talking about just the fact that you engaged a couple times, but to drive conversation, to actually be present and on the scene and, you know, in the moment with those individuals, right? Role playing, things like that. But usually when an assignment is given in an exercise, all right, guys, split into groups of four. Your job is to answer this question, and you're going to present to us in 5 minutes what your answer is, right? So we all go back with a piece of paper, and we all start sitting down like and working. Okay, what are we going to do? These are opportunities where some of us who aren't very extroverted aren't going to jump in. We're going to wait till like the people who jump in and start working on it start working on it. And then we might jump in here and there in the conversation. Eventually, we may get really active towards the end. But being a leader and being able to demonstrate your opinion, right, is very important as well. That's why people hired you, for your brain, for your opinion, right? They don't want you to just be a robot. They want your unique opinion as well. So not necessarily being quick to follow is very important. Rather than driving down one path, somebody makes a suggestion and we start drilling down on it, zoom back out, be the person to speak up and say, hey, what about this? I was thinking about this. Like, throw other options on the table, right, for other people to explore before we start drilling down into one person's idea. Now, driving those conversations, again, isn't necessarily easy. Sometimes you might sit at the table and all look at each other, right? You don't have the active person. You just kind of sit there like, okay, guys, what are we going to do?
Right.
Those are situations where, especially if you're very introverted, take the time to like maybe ask people about their backgrounds, right? Don't jump into the exercise yet. Say, okay, guys, I feel like I haven't really known you guys too much, whatever. I remember you just said you were from Wisconsin, right? So right. Where'd you go to school? What's your background? Right. Okay. How about you, person to my left? What's your background? Okay, well, mine's this and this and what about you? All right, now, okay, after you've gotten to know each other, maybe laughed a little bit, maybe got interested, then say, okay, guys, now, so what are we going to do about this problem?
Right. It's a good point. Yeah. I mean, as a fellow introvert, I definitely understand that. I've learned a lot about myself when it comes to socializing. And if I don't know people, like you just mentioned, man, the best way really is what I call just warming up. Just like, don't talk about the thing at hand, you know, maybe just make some chit chat, just start talking, you get yourself warmed up, and that actually gets everyone else warmed up too. And they're more likely to move forward with that task.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really important. And I think, going back to we're talking about this first 90 days. It's we know that we need to demonstrate our job, right? Your manager says you need to do this, and then go ahead and start doing that thing, and obviously train. But a lot of that first 90 days time is less about your merit and just hitting the ground running and grinding or whatever. It's really about understanding your ecosystem and how to operate within it, right? So that when you do get drilled into like your work, you know how to operate outside that. You know how to look for help. You know where you can go for decisions. You know where you can go for opportunities. You know where to go where you can vet, right? So you need to understand your ecosystem before you throw yourself, right, into like this deep water. And those first 90 days, it's critical to understand the social dynamics and ecosystem you're operating in before you go head first into your job.
Yeah, and also on top of that, we were talking to Oliver just now, who we interviewed a few episodes ago, and you guys were talking, he mentioned a few things, because he actually is starting a new job. We were talking about a few things, and he said that one of his goals would definitely be within the first week, building the relationships part we were talking about, but outside of work as well, right? Maybe invite them out for drinks, dinner, a few of them, just like to get to know them outside of the workplace, get to know who they are, try to connect with them. And I think taking that approach, putting that effort really to try to form relationships at work and outside of work is really important.
One thing that I noticed is, so for 8 years, I was in the engineering sort of technical field. We didn't do a lot of things socially. So we got to know each other, but on a very like work sort of level. Conversations only go so far, right? And that was just casual, and that was day to day, day in, day out. Now, I recently transferred over to LinkedIn, which I'm on the sales side of things. Sales is a little bit more social, well, a lot more social, and our teams in particular, we go outside of work and socialize, right? Go for dinner and drinks. We just had a holiday party get together, so that was awesome as a company. And these are opportunities where you get to know people, as a for real person. You get to see, meet somebody's sibling, somebody's wife, somebody's kid. You get to like talk about things that are, mowing the lawn, whatever, just things that aren't work related, and you're genuinely having a good time as people, right? It makes a difference when you get to know those people on that social level and then see them at their desk the next day, right? Conversation is a little bit more robust, okay? And so, and it's a very important thing. You were saying, inviting people out and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely, you should. But at the same time, if there is an organized social right? Whether it's with your team or with the company or just some kind of inside work organization, employee organization, go to those things. They may not be relevant to you at right now or ever, but go for the people. People are congregating in an environment that's meant for you to socialize. Go do that. You have to do that.
Right. It's a good point. I mean, I actually think about that sometimes. I moved here about a year and a half ago. And yeah, I'm still making friends as I've gotten here and trying to establish myself. And that's one thing, if there is a new opportunity, it's related to this, where it's like you go and, you know, you might meet people that are okay, but they might know other people that are cool or that you might get along with more. So it's not always about directly the people you form relationships with. They might know people too. You can hang out with all of them and really find out the best types of people that you connect with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Leveraging your network, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to be present. If you're not present, then you're not on the scene. That's what I mean by being present. If you're not going to these socials, you know, you're not showing your face. You're not having these conversations. You grow and progress a lot slower, and you won't be as happy. I'll tell you that much. So 90 days, definitely focus on that as well. Now, another thing is understanding your company's business model. That is also very important. So a lot of times in that first 90 days, we just got promoted to the next opportunity. Maybe you're taking on more responsibility. We immediately start to like explore, okay, what is my responsibility? How do I organize myself? How do I get my things ready? You know, and these are the things that people tell you to do from a tactical perspective. Organize yourself, get meetings on the calendar, right? You got to do that. Okay, fine. But you have to be strategic about that. Right.
Yeah.
You have to be strategic about that. Otherwise, you start going with the flow. This is why people say it takes 3 months or 6 months to understand your role. It's because people jump into it and they start learning the role from the inside out. They start learning the roles from the bottom up. You need to understand the bottom up. You need to understand what's happening on the shop floor. But at the same time, you need to understand how your organization operates. Where does your role tie into? If there's a product that you're supporting, okay, who makes that product? Okay, how is it made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where is it sold? Who is selling it? And who are we selling it to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Understand that. How do you get a product from day zero to in somebody's hand, right?
Right.
You need to understand that process. Or if you're prospecting for clients, like how do you find the clients? How do you then vet the clients? How do you then work with the clients and establish contracts? And then how do you sustain those clients?
Right.
Right. You need to understand that. How does that process work?
Yeah.
Right. And then you understand how you fit in. Right. You need to understand the bigger picture of your organization within that first 90 days. And that will help you grow and understand where you need to pay attention to when it comes time to learning your role from the inside out.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I can relate with that on a smaller scale. Obviously, I work for myself. I have my own business and multiple projects I'm working on, and when I hire people to do certain work for me, they're usually just contractors, but I hire them, I'm really big on communication, and I want to make sure they fully understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. Because along the way, if I'm just telling them what to do and they don't fully understand what the goal is, they might just do the work and it really won't be up to my specifications. But if they have a better understanding of what I'm trying to get to, the communication is very good, and on top of that, they give me good suggestions as well. It's like, I wouldn't have thought of that. Clearly, this is your craft. Mine's over here. I wouldn't have known to even ask for that. But now that you know what I'm trying to do, who am I selling it to, what am I offering, you can give me better suggestions, and we can collaborate better together.
Absolutely. I agree. And when you think about that same dynamic from a team perspective, like when you're working on a team, Sometimes we come into roles and we immediately, you know, have all these great ideas and we're going to change the game, right? We're just going to come in here and it's going to be awesome and I got all this stuff. We're going to change everything. It's going to be great. A lot of times we may get caught up in that where we're trying to not reinvent the wheel. We may have an idea, but it might already exist, right? It might already exist, dude. Great idea.
Just give them some amazing.
Right.
It's right over there.
Yeah.
We've already been doing this for months.
Right.
Where
exactly.
Have you been?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's important to leverage your team, right? Like talk to them and ask them questions. Be very open about the things that you're curious about. Ask them how they do their role. Go and ask a few people about their roles, right? And understand where they have come from and where they are. You need to understand the current state of a team before you start making amends and improvements and whatever it is you're trying to do. Yeah. So use that as an opportunity to not have to spend time doing the groundwork because it's been done for you, right? Leverage your team, ask for them for any of their resources they can use, but, and also their opinion, as you're alluding to, you know, they might give you new perspectives that you didn't even think about.
Right. Right. Wow. So it sounds like the three big things I'm really hearing here are showcasing your personality, being able to stand out from the crowd when you first begin, and being able to form relationships, collaborate with others, building that network up, making those connections inside of work and outside of work. And lastly here, it's really learning about the business model, making sure you know what products are you selling, what services are you selling, who are you selling them to, how do you acquire this client, if that's what you're working in, maybe you're in sales. Knowing the process from A to Z the best you can, and really talking with your team members and learning more about the business.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're talking about people, right? When you're at work, you're talking about people. And you have to show up. How you show up matters, right? It really does matter when you start to get into these situations where you're changing careers, you're the new guy, you know, you're just starting off. And it's important to establish first impressions, right? But the key to establishing first impressions is to go in there as your authentic self, right? You don't want to go in there when there are these opportunities to speak or to be, you know, a group collaboration, you know, activities, things like that. You don't want to come off as something that you're not. So the best way to kind of establish your presence is to be yourself, right? This is a time when going with your gut is literally the easiest to do. All the times you feel nervous when somebody's like, who wants to go first? And you get that butterfly feeling, that means you. That means do it.
A lot of times that feeling means go forward.
When you're in a group and somebody says something that maybe you see a little bit differently, you get that little feeling right there, do it. It's the easiest time where you can follow your gut is in these first 90 days. All of these impulses are correct. They're points of curiosity. They're points that you need to express and articulate. Be present verbally. So I just encourage that because, I mean, if you go in sometimes, I've been victim of this too, call it victim of this, especially when I was going into my earlier transitions and careers, where I go in and I try to put on a persona, right? Mm-hmm. Or a play, or, you know, I want to appear as though I am smart, I am capable, and so my body language would say a certain thing. The way I articulate and talk would say, the way I dress, you know, I'm trying to like establish myself as this thing. But when you go in as yourself, it's so much easier to not get lost in that because let's say you do well and you establish yourself as this persona. Well, then every day you wake up, you have to turn that on. Turn that persona on. This is who I am at work and this is who I am at home. And when you have to start splitting that stuff up, it becomes a little bit difficult to just balance your life and have a good, healthy, you know, balance mentally. So I encourage you to like be your authentic self within those first 90 days. Go with your gut, be present, you know, be active, talk, make your presence known, and be able to demonstrate why you're there. Demonstrate what you bring to the table.
Yeah, like you said, you know, keeping up that persona day in, day out, you might as well establish your authentic self day one because that is who you are and that's who you will be. So having to play some sort of fake persona the entire time can get challenging, and to keep up with that can get very exhausting. And on the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to establish and uncover new opportunities from your network. I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
And I'm Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at LANTEI. Thanks for joining us, social media scholars, and we're looking forward to having you on the next episode.